Hello.
Hi, Maria. It's Nadine. I'm sorry, I just missed your call.
Oh, don't worry about it. I thought you were in a meeting or something, or maybe lunch.
No, lunch is in a few, but what can I help you with? I wanted to make sure that I called you back. I'm like, oh, I just missed your call.
Well, I had to talk. I got it time. I did talk with Orlando.
Okay.
We're still, this is the first thing that we're going to do. We haven't done any marketing. I've had the customers through people who I know, right?
Right.
I'm still nervous about it. I suppose that what really invites me to go in and try this out is the fact that it's no contract.
Right.
Okay. Hopefully we're going to continue, right? But as I said, I that is wonderful to know that it's going to be no contract. So I think that we will advertise with you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely no contract. And the reason for that, Maria, is because we're consistently earning your business month in and month out. Okay. Just so you know, when we work with a company, our goal is the retention, meaning that we keep you as a client of ours for a long time because it's working for you. So I can tell you this, we don't start making a profit at least until you've been with us for 4 months. So typically all the work that we're doing, we're not really making any money off of it until about the 4th month because we put in a lot of hours in creating the listings, optimizing you on that first page, maintaining you there, creating the website. So we do put in a lot of work. So that's why when we do a month-to-month program, we're really putting in the footwork because we want you to remain a longtime client of ours because, of course, that the program's working for you. So in the event, let's just say you want to discontinue services, right? Then we just ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way, you aren't incurring any charges. That is all we ask, right? It's not how I see, it's not a marriage. We're not asking you to marry our company and you're not having to find a divorce lawyer to leave us. Okay. That's how I explain it. I know that sounds crazy, right? But
Well, it makes sense, you know? It makes sense. And if you guys, I mean, you guys are doing, I mean, you don't want somebody to leave after a month. What about all
No.
the expense, the work? You don't want
Exactly.
that to go to waste. And
Exactly.
we don't want that, you know? We don't want that either. But if your it only makes sense. Your customer is happy, your client is happy, everybody's
Yeah.
happy.
This is how we see it, right? As long as you're successful with our program, that is going to equal our success just as well, right? So this is why we're consistently performing and maintaining that first page placement for you. And I want to ensure with you as well, I mean, you do get the customized tracking and reporting system, so you're able to see the keywords that you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the search that was performed. In addition to that, you can also track the calls that you receive from new clients, okay? So you're going to be able to really track your results with us as well through your client dashboard. So we give you access to that so you can go in at any time and track your results. We even help you monitor your reviews. So on the website that we built for you, I don't know if you got a chance to look at it, the example I had sent you, but that website, there is a logo on there that when they click on it, it goes directly to where they can leave you a review. And we recommend it that you have, I'm sure you have clients that, you still keep in touch with that have used you in the past. Have them leave you a review because it only takes them about a minute, if that. You send them the link, they click
Nadine?
on it.
Yeah, I have people who are asking me, Maria, where do I leave a review? Where? And I have nowhere.
Well, that's right.
All I say is, you know, guys, if you're a member of any group in your neighborhood, you're town, your whatever.
Just
recommend me. And that is how we have been gotten to be busy every day during this
awesome.
Season.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
And I'm thinking, I need to get something going. I need reviews, you know? I need somewhere.
That's a great way, because I'll tell you, when they leave you a review on Google, imagine it like this. Right now, Maria, you've been doing word of mouth, right? That has been keeping
yes.
you busy.
Yes.
But imagine this, right? Google is what they consider the modern day word of mouth, right?
Yes.
All it takes is for one person who doesn't even know your company, that they see one good review on Google
mm-hmm.
from
mm-hmm.
someone who has used your services in the past. Well, now you've
mm-hmm.
opened a whole new door to their family and friends who are now going to know who you are. So you're opening up a whole new chain, right? A potential
yeah.
client. So that's how that works, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
And remember, like I told you, you can use multiple keywords as long as they pertain to the services that you're providing. So we can get you found for all of your keywords, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of your
yeah.
services. What I'm also sending you, Maria, is I'm also emailing you. It's an example of our reporting system. It'll say Client Dashboard Analytics. So that way you can get familiar with how the reports will look. It's pretty simple. It's nothing too complicated. But it definitely gives you that general idea so you can really track your results with us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
also keep in mind that none of this, okay, is going to happen overnight. It is a process. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just so you understand the timeline. So
mm-hmm.
within 3 to 5 business days, that website will be completed for
mm-hmm.
you to review and let us know if there's any changes that need to be made. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive a PIN code. It's going to come in the mail from Google. It almost looks like a postcard. Okay? That PIN code is what's going
mm-hmm.
to make you the red dot on the map. So it's very important that you don't throw that PIN code away because we'll need it, okay?
Wait a second. I think a friend of mine who's helping me, who was trying to help me with a website, we already did that.
The PIN code?
Uh-huh. Do you have a service for free? Google has one?
You could PIN verify your business for free. Yes, you can do that.
But to be on
the first page, there has to be a placement. What name did you do it under?
Salvador Remodeling and Construction. I can even give you the, I just got the card.
You just got the PIN code?
Last week. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. If you already have that PIN code, then we don't need to PIN verify it.
Good.
Uh-huh. Okay,
good.
Awesome.
So
good
that's
going to
save us some time.
Yes.
That's going to
yes.
save us some time.
Yes,
good.
It will. Okay.
It
now,
says, the thing says Google.
And then it has
yeah,
like
Salvador Remodeling and Construction.
Awesome. So you listed it as Salvador
mm-hmm.
Remodeling. And then is it the and symbol or the word and?
It's Salvador Remodeling and Construction.
So the word and?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we don't need to send out the PIN code then because you already have the PIN code. Awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, so one of my biggest things that have delayed, you know, one of my biggest decisions that I had to think about is if I want to list it as a painting business or I want to do it as a construction and painting. I think I should do the second because I, as you said, several times, I can put any keyword in there. Remodeling and construction covers more. It's not limiting my service.
Right. And this is what I'm going to recommend. Okay? You've already
mm-hmm.
PIN verified the business. You got the PIN code under Salvador Remodeling and Construction. If you are going to change the name, I want to be very upfront with you. There is a possibility that they're going to have us request the PIN code again, that Google might want you to get repinned again because you're changing the business name and now they're going to want to verify that it is your business. So I would say keep it as Salvador Remodeling and Construction, because you're going to be found for all those different keywords, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I would recommend. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
let's do it.
To continue, just so you know with the timeline, the Google ads at the very top, you are going to be listed there within 7 to 14 days. In the directories, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, within all those popular directories, you'll be listed there within 5 to 7 days. Okay? Now, typically what the terms and conditions states, and we send this to you in writing, your business will have first page placement, and I'm talking about the local map section. That takes between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you though, Maria, we like to underpromise, okay, and overdeliver. That's what we like to do. Yeah, I have seen at times that it has happened sooner. Because you already PIN verified the business and you have the PIN code in your hand, okay, how long ago did you receive it? Like a few days ago or just recently?
Yeah,
like
about recent? Last week.
Okay.
About last week.
Okay. So that PIN code should still be good. I think it expires, if I'm not mistaken, like after, I think it's 30 days is when the PIN code expires. But if you got it last week, then we should be good. All it is you give us a PIN code, okay, and the technician that I set up your client interview with will walk you through it on how you add us on as managers to your profile page. This way we can optimize that profile page and maintain it on the first page. So in your case, what I'm saying is it could happen sooner because you're not waiting for that PIN code. So I'm glad that you did that. Good job on that.
Well, thank you.
Yep. That's so awesome. Okay.
Yeah, the thing is that somebody, a friend of mine was helping me with this, and she was the one who was setting this up. In fact, I think it's verified or something like that, or set, I don't know what. Is done, needs to be done, but she sent that PIN code to my address. And then I know that she has been insisting that I go and check my mail. And then I finally did, and I found the thing, and I sent it to her.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly what is happening. Exactly what point we are, how far we are, if we're set or we are not, or what's happening.
Yeah, I don't see it listed there yet, but that's okay. I mean, you have the PIN code, so what they'll do is they'll just walk you through on how to add us on as managers, okay, to give us the access so that way we can optimize it and maintain it, okay?
And
how we optimize it is by, yes, we would be managing it for you, okay, because it's the service that we're providing you, okay? And then I have your email is msalv0880@hotmail.com, right? That's
correct,
your email.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, the number that you have listed is the 847-767-0109, correct? That's the number. Okay.
Yes.
And then I have the business name is Salvador Remodeling and Construction.
Yes.
And then what is the address that you had them send the PIN code to?
646.
Uh-huh.
Swan Drive, as the bird.
Okay. Swan Drive.
Grayslake, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
60030.
Okay. And I'm assuming that would be your home address by chance, your residence?
That it is my home, yes.
Okay. We're going to make sure that address is hidden and not showing on Google, because we don't want anyone seeing your physical address. Okay?
Please. Thank you.
Okay. And then, Maria, the payment for the $249, the card that you're using today, is it in your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
And it's just Maria Salvador, or is there like a middle initial?
A T.
A T as in like Tina?
Tom, Teresa.
Tom, Teresa? Okay.
Yeah.
I think Teresa sounds so much prettier in Spanish, huh? I have
Well, you know what? Go ahead.
I have an aunt named Teresa, but we call her Tere.
Tere. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I have an aunt. This is a true story. So my name is Maria Teresa, right? And I got married with my husband's last name is Salvador.
Okay.
Right? So we're Fabro. My last name was my maiden name, Favro. Right. So my aunt, later on, years after, my aunt who is Maria Teresa too. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Favro.
Oh,
she gets married to my father-in-law, who was a widower.
Oh, my goodness. No way.
No, we have the very same name, Maria Teresa Salvador. Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy. Oh, my goodness. That is crazy.
So the good thing is that her nickname is Tere. She's my tia Tere. And my nickname is Maite. From Maite.
Oh, very interesting.
I know. The two first letters, Ma-I, which is and, Te, which is Maite, you know? So anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
But that was crazy.
That is so crazy. Oh, my goodness. What an interesting story. You're like, you're not going to believe this.
It's incredible. People just think that it's a crazy, but it is. That's how it is. In fact, my husband and I set them up, you know. We're like,
oh my goodness.
A good match.
Right?
Yeah.
How interesting. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's such a cool story. That's so awesome. Yeah. Now, I wanted to kind of go over just some of the notes, and then we'll go over the billing in a second. So in the services that we're going to be notating, listing you for, and we're just going to go over some notes. The notes, just so you know, are going to be for our technician, because what we'll do is we'll set up a client interview, Maria, at a time that's going to be convenient for you, okay? I'd like to do the client interview the soonest availability that you have that works within our schedule as well, because that's how quickly we get moving, okay?
I have today available. I'm at home.
Beautiful, beautiful. So in the client interview, what we will do is we'll block out an hour, and you'll speak with the technician. It takes sometimes between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what they'll do is they'll go over all of the keywords. They're going to go everything way more in detail with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm looking here, I'm trying to see because it looks like they're pretty full today. Let me see if I have anything, if I can see if they can squeeze you in. In the meantime, we'll go through setting up the account. Let me see. Do we have any available for, or are we full? I just asked my manager a question who handles all the appointments to see if they have any appointment that they would be able to squeeze you in. If not, we would be looking at tomorrow. So if that's the case, how is your availability tomorrow?
No, tomorrow is just no way. No way.
Madhouse?
Good for me.
Okay. What about?
Let me see. I can do, I could probably do Friday.
Friday? Okay.
For sure, I can do Friday morning. But all other days, probably Tuesday later, but...
Well, I'll go over, like, first, just to give you an example, right? Let's say if we did tomorrow the latest time would be 5, you're looking at 5 to 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, let's do that, yeah.
Would that work? Good. Okay, awesome.
No, I would rather do 4:30 to 5:30.
Okay, let me see. I actually have, let me tell you what I have for tomorrow. Tomorrow I do have the time that I have is 4 to 5, but I can ask them, that means they'll call you between 4 and 5 o'clock.
Okay.
But I can ask them to call you if they can closest to 4:30. Okay.
No, let's do 4 to 5 then.
Okay.
The only thing is that I have to be, off the phone by 6:15 the most.
Okay, then you should be fine. That's perfect.
Okay, then. Okay.
So
okay, but today is the best day for me.
Okay. Yeah, he just messaged me. He said, we're completely full. The next appointments aren't until tomorrow, but at least we'll get you scheduled. Let me do this real quick. I'm going to schedule you for tomorrow. They're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock, and they will call you from an 877 number. Okay.
Okay.
You will also, and I'll send you out that email right now. I just kind of want to get ahead on that. Now, you will receive an email with the calendar invite. Okay. It's going to show you Pacific Standard Time, but remember, it's going to be at your time, 4 to 5 o'clock. Now, an hour before, you will receive a notification, a reminder an hour before to remind you of your upcoming interview. Okay. So we'll send you a reminder. And then.
On my phone?
Yeah. It'll go to your phone and your email. They'll send you a notification. Yeah, we do both message, we do emails to just ensure that, you know, we're getting it to you.
Yeah,
and
I
then,
like that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to also go over some notes. The notes, like I said, it'll be like basic notes for the technician just so they know where to start from. And then, of course, they'll go over more in detail with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's go now with the notes. I know when we were talking, let's see here. I know we talked about remodeling. We talked about painting. What other services do you want me to notate on here?
We do floors.
Okay.
We do decks. We do kitchens, bathrooms, you know, drywalls. Which includes painting. I want painting to be one of the most important.
Right.
What else am I missing?
What about room additions? I'm trying to think
room
carpentry.
Yes, we do. Carpentry, we do room additions.
Okay.
Tile?
Do you do tile?
Yes, we do tile.
Backsplashes?
Yes.
Okay. And that's for, is this going to be for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Yes. No, the residential or commercial.
Awesome. And remember, at any time, you can always add in keywords or change them. This just kind of gives them a general idea. They'll go over a lot more with you. And then, let's see, I have tomorrow. I can't believe we're already like mid February. It's like flying by. Oh, my gosh. I'm turning 50 this year, and I'm like, oh, the time's getting close.
I know. That's such a good number.
You know what? My brother-in-law, it's so funny. He just turned 50 the end of January. My husband's 51, and my sister-in-law's like, oh, my gosh, my husband's having the hardest time now that he's 50. He's like, I can't believe I'm 50. I can't believe I'm 50. Yes. My husband's all, it hits you really hard. And my sister-in-law's like, I'm looking forward to turning 50 this year. I'm all, it's not even bugging me. I think it bugged me more when I turned 40. But,
really?
I mean, I still feel good. Yeah, I know, right?
I spent like 2 years really, really hitting myself so hard about my 50. I was like 47 when I'm already thinking, okay, so here's the thing. I am a single mom. He's 21, right? And I'm thinking, my goodness, I'm turning 50. And I need to plan for the future. I'm getting older and, you know, and now I'm going to be thinking about in few years, crazy, but retirement and what am I going to do? I need to have so much money saved. And what about, you know, I was thinking about opening this business. I'm thinking, okay, so I'm too old because I owned a cleaning business for 20 years.
Wow.
And then I'm thinking, no, I'm hitting 50. I can't do this anymore. I don't have the endurance. I don't have youth. I'm thinking I need to do something else. So for 3 years, I kept thinking about that, planning.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, Yeah, well, you know what, though? I mean, we start thinking about that. Like, even I think, I have 11 grandkids, so I'm at a point in my life where, you know, and I tell my daughters all the time, you know, and my husband tells his as well, because we have 8 kids between the two of us. They're all older now. But we tell them, like, what are you going to do when we're not around anymore? You guys have to be independent. We've always instilled that in them. You always have to work. You always have to think ahead. And a lot of them are single moms because, of course, they didn't listen to us. And, I mean, who does, right? Who listens to their mom?
Correct.
But, you know, they've done a pretty good job. I mean, they all work. They all, you know, but it kills me because sometimes I wish they would have continued with their education. I tell them, don't work harder, work smarter, you know?
Yes.
But, you know, it's like I tell them, okay, the babies are here and we're just going to, we're going to deal with it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we try to instill that in them, but, you know, I tell them, you don't want to get to be my age and then be like, what have I done with my life? You know?
Yes.
And,
yes.
and, you know, you want to at least be comfortable. In this day and age now, you have to have 2 jobs. You can't just have 1 job, you know?
Correct.
But
Correct.
It is what it is.
Well, they're still young. They have time.
Oh,
you know,
young.
There's
yeah.
There's too many successful stories where, they later on, they know what it is. And they do it better because it's their money and their effort.
Absolutely.
It didn't come easy, like
Absolutely.
When we are giving it to them. They won't listen
yeah,
to us, you know?
And that's what I tell them. I tell them
yeah.
that all the time. I said, you know what? I'm here to help you, but you got to be responsible too, you know?
Yeah.
You got to set
Even to
priority.
Manage, you know? They have to have, and it's a good thing. And I tell my son all the time, I say, whenever you're tired about having to listen to what I say, just tell me. And I know that I am completely done. But
yeah.
what I'm doing about giving you an advice, because I have been 30 years more in walking this earth than you, I have knowledge and I have the experience of what not to do. And I am telling you it so that you don't do it.
And I tell my kids, I didn't get these gray hairs for nothing.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Now, the website that we're going to be building for you, Maria, do you happen to have any pictures of some of the work that's been done? Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, what about a business logo? Do you have one by chance? Or do you
no,
need
I don't.
To make one for you? Okay, we'll include one for you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so has photos, needs business logo. Okay. And then as far as the areas that you want to target, how far out do you want us to target? I think when I look back at the notes, what did we talk about last? I believe
does it,
you want
does it have
it within
to do
50 miles.
Does it have
I
to
mean,
do,
what do you prefer?
Am I limited? Can I? As when it comes to painting or anything like that, I know that we have gone all the way to Michigan.
Yeah, I would say the furthest. So here's how it works, right? So your home base, okay. By your pin code is going to be Grace Lake. You can cover the furthest is up to a 50-mile radius around Grace Lake. So it's like drawing a circle 50 miles around Grace Lake where you're pinned at, and then it's like throwing a blanket over it. That's how much you can target.
Okay.
50 miles is the furthest. Do you want to start with that? And then if you need to bring it in a little closer, you can. And your preferred method of contact, is it just phone calls, text messages, emails, all 3, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three. Whichever works for the customer.
Awesome. And it's not a requirement. I just always ask out of habit because I ask everything just so nothing's missed. Licensed and insured in the process or not?
Yes,
required?
In the process.
Okay.
No,
awesome.
In the process. I definitely, today, in fact, I'm going to work on
Good
is my day off that I'm doing that. Yes,
okay.
Yes, definitely.
And what hours of operation do you want me to list? Like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. What times?
We work 8 to 6.
8 to 6? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
A cash, check. And any of those. I do PayPal. I do Zelle. That's my most common
awesome.
That customers prefer.
Awesome.
But okay. I can do whatever, you know, whatever I have to do. I mean, it's a business. I have to do whatever the customer wants.
Now, the business, the PayPal account, is that like a business PayPal account?
No, it's everything is my personal. I am
okay.
going to I'm
okay.
in the process of changing all that.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. So I notated that. And then let me see if there's anything else here. Okay, got that there.
If you want us to make an appointment a little bit after, like next week, so that I can, that's for sure, I'm going to have all of that done.
That's okay. I want to get this going. The only reason why I ask about the business PayPal account is because on the website, what we started doing, if you have a business PayPal account, we can integrate it with the website, which means there's a portion on there on the website where they can make a payment to you, and they can either pay with their PayPal, their Venmo, or their credit or debit, and it would be linked to your PayPal account.
I like that. And a PayPal account, a business PayPal account, I can open it anytime, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So even if you don't have it now, don't worry about it. Once you do it, I don't know if they could do it with your personal one, but if there's a chance that they can't, then once you do the business PayPal account, let us know so that way we can link it to the website. So this way they can pay you directly through the website and it'll go to your business PayPal account. Okay.
Today.
All right. And then now.
Is it just PayPal account?
Yeah.
Business
so
account.
What I would do is this, Maria, wait until you talk with the technician tomorrow because they might be able to do it with your personal one. I'm not sure. So I'll notate it for them to talk to you about that. If for some reason they say, we'll do it, it has to be with a business PayPal account, it doesn't take you that long to set it up and then just let us know because there's a code that they will need so that they can integrate it. Okay?
So I
will go ahead and get that notated in there. And then for the billing, you said that the card is in your name, Maria T. Salvador. And then is it the same billing address, the 646 Swan Drive?
It is.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
Okay. It is 43 88 5761 4765 6030.
Okay. When does it expire?
10/26.
And what's the CVV on the back?
496.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 4388-5761 4765-6030, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that expires October of the year 26. And then the CVV on the back is 496, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So before I process your payment, Maria, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording, okay? The reason is it's going to outline our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing with your invoice, okay? As I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? What I will do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Salvador Remodeling and Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Maria T. Salvador, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
So what that means is we're not saying that you can't do additional advertising anywhere else. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call and let us know so this way we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We mm-hmm. don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to. That's what that
okay.
means. Okay.
I understand. Yes. Okay.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 14th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. You will be receiving to your email and to your phone as a text message. It's going to be a copy of your receipt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It'll say initial invoice, and it should be coming to you any second now. When you get that, you'll go ahead and you'll open it up. And it'll say, Dear Maria T. Salvador, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your initial invoice is located below this email. Let me know when you see that. It should be in your inbox pretty soon.
Okay. Google Calendar.
You got that one.
Got this. This is the for the meeting.
Yes, correct.
Dashboard and analytics.
That's the one that gives you the overview of the reporting system. There's one that's going to come in that says welcome. The other one, yes. It'll say initial invoice on it.
Okay, I got Maria T. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of our invoice
that
to the
one.
Email.
Perfect. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now it took you to a page that says Local Splash at the top, Terms of Experience. So this is everything that we went over and that we're going to be doing. Do me a favor, scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Right above where it says sign, right above that, there's a little box to the left. And what it says is, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. So you're going to click on that little box, okay? And then where it says signature, where it says sign, in that box, you're just going to type your name, Maria, space, a T, no period, space, and then Salvador. You don't need to put the date because it's already there, Okay. When you do that.
So Maria T. Lopez
Salvador.
Or?
Just exactly as it reads there. So you could put a capital T. So Maria T. Salvador. And then when you
No period.
No period. So just make sure it's Maria and then space, T and then space and then Salvador.
Got it. Okay.
And then click on confirm signature. When you do that, Maria, you should see, it should be asking you for a username and a password, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Okay. I wanted you to see this. So right now we don't have your username or password yet, because once you have your client interview, they're going to create that customized tracking and reporting system. So you will receive another email from us with this link, a username, and a password. This is where you will go in and see your results with us, okay? You'll track your reports with this. So I'm also going to send you two more text messages. The first text message that I'm sending you is going to have the number to our client support, customer service. Anytime you have a question, a modification, an update, a concern regarding your account, Maria, you will contact customer service, okay? And then I'm
so
also...
So the number that I'm going to save, correct?
Yeah, you can save. It's the 877 number, 635-6225. And then it'll say, when it prompts you, it'll say, please hit blah, blah, blah to contact customer service. I believe it's, you would press number 8, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Now, I'm also sending you a second text message. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video, okay? So it's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and view your reports, okay? So this way you can get familiar with the reporting system, okay?
Okay.
And then just remember, tomorrow they'll call you between 4 and 5 o'clock from that 877 number. You will receive a notification an hour before, okay, your client interview. And then just to go over the timeline, so 3 to 5 business days, the website will be completed. We'll send it to you to review. Let us know if you have any changes to be made before we publish it. I've already notated that you have the PIN code, so you don't have to be repinned. They'll walk you through on how you will add us on as managers to your listing, and you'll provide us the PIN code so that way we can start managing it. The Google Ads, you're going to be there within 7 to 14 days. The local map, remember, it's 30 to 45 days, but in your case, it can happen sooner because you're already PIN verified, so we're not sitting waiting for the PIN code, okay? And then the directories, you'll be listed there within 5 to 7 days. And as these things are being completed, Maria, we're going to be sending you notifications. So you'll receive a notification when you're live in the Google Ads, when you're live in the local map, when you're live in the directories. So we're going to keep you in the loop. Okay?
Okay.
On the steps that we're taking.
Great.
And while I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you, Maria, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business, I'm super excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, that concludes everything, and I hope you get to enjoy the rest of your day off.
Well, thank you.
You are so welcome. Right? I know. It's always work around here, huh?
Nadine, I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, if I to get to this page where it says a username and password, is the person tomorrow going to guide me to get there, or how do I get
there?
Yeah,
so what will happen is, so that's why I want you to watch the video, because it's going to walk you through on how you go in there, right? So tomorrow, after your client interview, they're also going to create that customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll get your login credentials. You'll get another email that'll have this link, and then it'll have your username and password included, right? So all you do is you put the username and password, and then you can update the password to a password of your choice. And then mm-hmm. you'll just go in there and you'll be able to see everything. So watch the video because it's really simple. It's nothing too complicated, I promise. But at least the video is going to walk you through and you'll get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay. Cool.
All right. Well, mm-hmm. you enjoy the rest of your day, Maria, and I hope you have a really awesome week this week.
Well, thank you. You too, Nadine.
Happy
thank
Valentine's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.